Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. Israeli soldiers attack farmers and fishermen in Gaza, and the Israeli army detain and release a freed political prisoner from Jenin. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli Navy ships attacked on Tuesday morning several fishing boats in Palestinian waters near Gaza City, while Israeli soldiers opened fire on farmlands and homes in central Gaza. The Navy fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition at fishing boats in a Sudanese sea northwest of Gaza City, causing damage to at least one boat. The fishers had to sail to shore, fearing additional Israeli fire. No injuries were reported. In related news, soldiers stationed across the border fence opened fire on Palestinian farmers in their own land, east of Al Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza. The soldiers also targeted a number of nearby homes, causing damage but no injuries. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli authorities have released Khadr Adnan for the second time in 2 days after midnight, after briefly re-arresting the veteran Palestinian hunger striker in East Jerusalem just a day after he was released from 11 months in prison. He was detained on Monday evening as he was heading into Jerusalem's Old City to take part in a Laylat al-Qadr prayers, and it was found that he did not have the necessary permits. Laylat al-Qadr, meaning the Night of Destiny, takes place towards the end of the holy month of Ramadan, and according to Muslim belief, marks the night the first verses of the Quran were released to the Prophet Muhammad. Thousands of Palestinians were expected to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound to mark the occasion, although Israel laid down strengthening access restrictions ahead of it. All Palestinian men between the ages of 12 and 30 were denied entry into occupied East Jerusalem, while men between the ages of 30 and 50 required Israeli permits. Women between 16 and 30 were also required permits to enter the city. The Israeli authorities previously agreed to release Adnan in the early hours of Sunday after they struck a deal to end a 55-day hunger strike he began in June to protest the Israeli practices of administrative detention. He was detained in July last year and sentenced to administrative detention for the 10th time in his life. His hunger strike, which brought him near death by the time he concluded last month, was the second he undertook following a 66-day hunger strike in 2012. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, July 14th, 2015, news roundup from occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.